From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. Student protests on college campuses have intensified this Wednesday as more students walk out of lectures in support of Palestinians in Gaza. The last week has seen demonstrations on campuses from New York City to California, all demanding universities boycott Israel. Ever since Sally Patterson reports from Columbia University in New York City.
There's a heavy police presence here at Columbia University as students continue to hold down an encampment on the college grounds. This is something we're seeing across the United States with protests popping up from California to Illinois, students calling on their institutions to divest, to boycott Israel amid the ongoing war in Gaza. There have been hundreds of arrests in recent days. Students say that their freedom of expression and speech is being curtailed. Universities say ensuring the safety of their students is their priority. Sally Patterson, New York.
US President Joe Biden has signed into law a $95 billion package to provide weapons and funding to Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan, as well as a possible ban on social media app TikTok. It comes after months of political wrangling and delays over sending aid to overseas conflicts, as FSN's Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
Signing the bill, President Biden said that shipments of military aid will begin flowing to Ukraine in a matter of hours.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer. And it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
The law also lays the groundwork for TikTok to be banned if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. In a video posted on the platform, the CEO, Xu Zhiqiu, criticized the move. TikTok has won legal challenges in the past. In 2020, a federal judge ruled an attempt by then-President Trump to ban it was unconstitutional.
At a hearing at the US Supreme Court, the justices appeared divided on whether the government has the power to penalise hospitals which don't give emergency abortion care to women who need it. One case cites a woman who was denied an emergency abortion in Idaho, even though her waters broke when she was 5 months pregnant, making her vulnerable to infection and blood loss. FSN's Caroline Malone reports from Washington.
Idaho is one of the US states with a strict anti-abortion law, which has an exception to do the procedure only if the life of the pregnant woman is threatened. There's also a federal emergency care statute, which means all hospitals that receive some government funding have to look after or transfer patients whether they can pay or not. The government is arguing it should penalize hospitals that don't look after women in circumstances in which their health is threatened if they don't get an abortion. The Supreme Court voted to remove the constitutional right to abortion in the US 2 years ago.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.